Well, talk about having all the fun. David Leibovitz is a pastry chef living in pastry chef heaven. He's based in Paris. His blog, David Leibovitz, Living the Sweet Life in Paris, can drive you either to the kitchen or to buy a plane ticket. And trust me, the old song may rave about April in Paris, but Christmas there is pretty glorious. Well, David's joining us from his apartment. David, good to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful to talk to you as well, Lynn.
So Paris during the holidays. Am I over the top about this?
No, you're getting me excited. I was like, oh my God, holidays are coming up.
But I mean, I remember it being magical. And is it still that way?
It is. I mean, but it's a different kind of magical than I think a lot of people think. Because I live here, I see how Christmas is more of a low-key day. I think people here tend to concentrate more on the food traditions and the sort of slower-paced qualities rather than the commercial qualities. It tends to be a much more deeply felt holiday.
So you're saying it's not necessarily everybody running around with gifts and doing the gift thing and all that?
No, you don't see people hysterical, like in this, you know, shopping and carrying loads of things and, you know, stampeding people in department stores.
But are they stocking up and cooking and that kind of thing?
Yes, big time. You know, the markets are very busy. What's actually wonderful is right around Christmas, the markets are particularly extraordinary because there's all the game, you know, the game birds. You see things like goose. They call it gibier, which are sort of, which is a word for a game in French. So you'll see things like goose and duck, lots of oysters, foie gras. People really go all out on holiday food, but it's family food. It's not going out and, you know, trying to buy as much stuff as possible.
Right, right. How about the sweets? Do the French bake for the holidays?
Well, people in Paris have little tiny apartments with little tiny countertops, and not everybody has a lot of space or time to cook an elaborate pastry, for example. So most people buy their desserts. Americans, we have a very strong tradition of home baking.
Right.
Whereas French people, they have, you know, there's over 1,000 bakeries in Paris, and most of them are really good. So it's just much easier to go buy something because the bakery does it. They usually do it really well.
So what's in those bakery shops at this time of year? What are the special things for the holidays?
Well, a little before Christmas, you start seeing what's called the Bûche de Noël, which is a Yule log in English. But it's a log-shaped cake, and it's usually some sort of roulade or rolled-up cake. And over the last few years, the Parisian pastry shops, especially the really fancy ones, have sort of tried to outdo each other by creating the most exquisite, the most bizarre, or the most sort of outrageous kind of cake. It's kind of fun to see. I mean, you'll see these ones that have, like, leopard prints all over them. Some that resemble like an Hermes shopping bag or like a designer purse. And it's actually it's quite fun, and they're all in the window and they look magnificent. Another bakery does a snowman cake, which they pipe meringue on, and it looks like a snowman kind of melting into the snow, which I love. I always want to buy one just because I love the way it looks.
I'm picturing all that wonderful buttercream and meringue and how fabulous that's got to be. What about cookies? Are cookies a big thing for the French?
Not really. Cookies are something that you eat with tea or coffee. It's not like, there's not the big cookie tradition. Chocolate chip cookies have kind of taken over Paris for a while. And actually, they call them les cookies in English, which is kind of funny.
Interesting.
But that only refers to chocolate chip cookies. But you will see some of the places like Storer Bakery on Rue Montorgueil. They specialize in Alsatian cookies, which are those little Christmas cinnamon stars and things like that that are sort of spicy with that crunchy royal icing that crackles in your teeth. And I love going over there. I go over there and I get a bag of those little cinnamon stars probably two or three times before Christmas and then after Christmas until they stop carrying them.
How about, do you ever do fruitcake?
I do. There's a lot of derision toward fruitcake. And I actually don't quite understand it because usually they're full of wonderful things, you know, candied fruit, nuts, you can put chocolate in them. But I think people have sort of made, you know, not very good ones. So I came up with one that was mostly dark chocolate, really heavily dark chocolate with candied cherries in it and dried sour cherries.
Ooh.
And that's the best. And I put like a Kirsch frosting on it sometimes that everybody loves. But I make that year after year and it's great.
Sounds fabulous. David, you have a wonderful holiday and thanks for sharing a bit of Paris with us.
Oh, thanks. It was a pleasure to talk with you as usual.
Pastry chef David Leibovitz is author of Ready for Dessert, My Favorite Recipes. Now, his recipe for that fruitcake that will not be passed over, it was chocolate cherry fruitcake, is waiting for you on the website, splendidtable.org.